It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Patricia Naft. Judge Richard Gabriel will be Colorado's newest Supreme Court justice. Governor John Hickenlooper made the announcement yesterday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Judge Gabriel is currently serving as a judge on the Colorado Court of Appeals. He will replace Justice Gregory Hobbs, who is retiring this fall. Gabriel says he wants to do justice and give people a meaningful opportunity to be heard.
And we do that by applying the rule of law fairly and impartially to everyone who appears in front of us.
A nonpartisan judicial nominating commission brought a list of three finalists to the governor. Hickenlooper says he picked Gabriel because he appreciated his commercial litigation experience and thinks he shows great integrity and generosity. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Today is the fifth day of the Bicycle Tour of Colorado. Hundreds of cyclists will ride from Hotchkiss to Crested Butte. The seven-day event has 600 riders and covers more than 420 miles. Today, State Highway 133 will be closed north of Paonia. State transportation officials say the closure will start at 11 a.m. and hopefully wrap up by 4 p.m. During that time, crews will perform blasting operations that include loading and detonating controlled explosives. Once the blasting and cleanup is complete, the highway will reopen under single-lane alternating traffic. The city of Delta is continuing its search for a city manager. Earlier this month, three finalists for the job came to Delta and toured the community. However, last week, the city announced plans to interview more people for the position. On Thursday night, the City Council will hold a special meeting where they will interview seven additional candidates. Requests for comment about the search by KVNF to Delta officials have gone unreturned. The Bureau of Land Management is calling for public comment on a plan to transfer 188 acres of federal land to the Grand Junction Regional Airport. The airport wants to relocate its main runway to enhance public safety and meet federal design standards. The plan calls for the handover of land in an area popular with OHV riders. Wayne Workmeister is the acting field manager for the BLM's Grand Junction office.
That open area is nearly 10,000 acres in size, so dropping 180 acres of it, we don't think is detrimental to the point of really being negative to anybody.
Workmeister says if the transfer happens, the airport has offered to help the agency build a parking lot and amenities for users of the 27 and quarter road OHV open area. There will be a series of four public meetings about the proposal in late July. Colorado's unusually wet spring has made some mushroom foragers very happy. One listener in Paonia posted about her haul of morels to icchange.org, and she wondered if this bumper crop is something we'll see more and more of. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
We're almost there, just up and around these, because I think that stream is just on the other side of this.
Earlier this month, I went for a hike up on McClure Pass, about a half-hour drive north of Paonia. I was led by Darcy Rose and Josh Altenburn, two locals who are out here hunting with me. Our prey isn't fast, but they're small. We're looking for mushrooms.
Oh, you found some? I was just going to point out these polypores.
These ones are like a delicacy awesome. In Asia.
See, it looks like an ear.
Oh, it totally does.
Isn't that funny?
And yeah, you can squeeze it and
you give it a little
it if you
squeeze.
Want to hold your mic.
Oh, it's like fleshy too.
Yeah, I know, it's like a little morsel.
This isn't their first hunt of the season. This wet spring in Colorado has been good news for mushroom foragers.
Yeah, I didn't have my glasses on, and like I saw a yellow morel, and so I get on my knees and I like see a bunch, and I'm like, there was another mushroom hunter there, so I was just trying to be quiet and pick them. And then when I got home and started counting them, I'm like, wow, did I really pick? I think I picked like 130 in one little area, like a 20-foot area where there was just nothing. So the year before, it was very insane.
So we're out here in the woods looking for morels. Unfortunately, we didn't find any that afternoon.
I don't know if this is poop, but it might be this green.
No, it's poop.
Okay, just kidding. There's this weird green jelly fungus.
Still, all those morels they found. It's remarkable. It left them wondering.
The question I had is this rain here to stay, or is this just a lucky wet year we're having?
I brought their question to Rob Reinsvold. He's a biologist and a professor at Northern Colorado University.
So the question, Darcy and Josh, I think that you are posing is this something on a long-term trend? And it's hard to say right now. The conditions that lead to the mushrooms coming up is both the combination of the right moisture and the right temperature, as well as the right soil conditions, all happening at the same time. And there's a lot of people that I've heard from that this is the first year they've seen their first morel ever.
He says that mushrooms are like animals. Some species are more hardy than others. As the climate changes, some may not survive in parts of Colorado, but others may be just fine.
Every fungus has its tolerance range, and some of them, if it gets too hot, the soil gets too hot, they might be driven out. And I don't think the morels will be one of those that will be driven out, because they often are found in soils after burn areas, and those soils, those dark soils, typically just absorb more heat, and so they're hotter to begin with. So I don't think our morels are going to be the ones that are going to be affected, but we could see other ones that could be.
He also points out that the mushrooms we see are just the reproductive part. The real body is in the tiny fibers underground.
If we get conditions in which they're not fruiting as much, they still might be growing under the soil, and they might be growing for a long time. These fungi can often live thousands of years under the soil. Some of them might only live one season, too.
Yes, he said thousands of years. There's a documented fungi covering several square miles, going back 5 to 10,000 years. These things are hardy. Even as the climate changes, fungi and mushrooms will be around, and hopefully a lot more morels. If you've got questions about what you've seen outside, let us know at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.